So the reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, found on page 1152. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Brilliant. Now, I need your help this morning. Particularly, I've got a few questions to help us think this through a little bit. So I'm going to show you something, and you tell me what it would help you remember, okay? It's a treasure map. What might it help you remember? Where you buried your treasure. Absolutely right. What about this? Why might you use one of those? What might that help you remember?
Clock.
It's a clock. That's right. So remember what time to get up. Yeah, very, very helpful, isn't it? An alarm clock will help us remember. Now, what about this? Why might you put this by the front door? Any ideas? Why might you put your school bag by the front door? Well, it looks a bit outside. Any ideas? So you remember it. You can't leave the house without tripping over your school bag. That way, you'll get to school and you'll have your bag with you. Now, this one's a bit tricky, not least to see what it actually is. That's supposed to be a handkerchief with a knot in. Do you know why anyone might do that? No, it seems like a strange thing to do, doesn't it? But before people had mobile phones and things like that, what they used to do is to help them remind them of something, they'd tie a knot in their handkerchief. But there was a problem with that, wasn't there? Because you'd find the knot in your handkerchief and you'd say, "Oh, I need to remember something." But you might not remember what the something was that you were supposed to be remembering. Mobile phones are much better at doing that. We can write a little notice to ourselves, and it tells us to remember. But we're not going to think about just different objects. We're going to think about food. We're going to be having food a little bit later on, aren't we, next door? We'll have lunch together. But when I show you this food, I want you to tell me what it reminds you of, okay? Birthday, exactly. Absolutely, that's an easy one. This one's a bit harder. Christmas, let's see if I add that as well. It's definitely Christmas, isn't it? Who had turkey this Christmas time? A few, oh, quite a few of you did. Okay, right, they're getting harder. What about this one? Going to the cinema, absolutely right, brilliant. Now, this one's really quite hard. Well, it was a bit of a feast in some ways. Any ideas?
Yeah.
Having a supper, it was a particular type of supper. Well, you're right in that that's the Last Supper that Jesus had. It was called a Passover meal, and it was a meal that helped people remember something particular. When God's people were living in this country, when they were living in Egypt, this meal helps them remember their time there. But the funny thing is, some of these things, they don't taste very nice. You'd eat them, and they'd be all horrible. And it would be remind them that when God's people were in Egypt, they were slaves there. It was not a nice time to be living in Egypt. But actually, this little bit of meat here, that's a lamb bone, and that would remind them of the way that God rescued them from their slavery in Egypt. Now, can anyone remember what they had to put over their door?
Blood.
Blood, lamb's blood, that's absolutely right. They put that over their doorway, didn't they? And then that was showing that they trusted God's promise that he would rescue them from slavery in Egypt. We can read all about that in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament. But we're going to remember something else with another meal, and it's this. What's that look like to you? The Lord's Supper. Yeah, so the bread and the wine that the grown-ups will be having a little bit later. We're going to think a little bit more about what that helps us remember. Now, to do that, I thought it would be good if we thought about the bread and wine as a bit like a giant signpost. It points us in different directions and helps us remember different things. But I can't find my signpost. Has anyone seen my signpost anywhere? Can anyone see a big signpost? Oh, it's there. There it is. Brilliant. Phew. Okay, now this has got four different signs on it that's going to help us remember where we should be looking as we take the Lord's Supper. And here's the first one. It says we should look back. We should look back, okay? Now, when it says we remember, we take the bread and wine to look back, it's reminding us to look back to something particular, something to do with Jesus. Now, there's lots of different things we could look back and remember about Jesus. We could look back and remember his birth. We do that particularly at Christmas. We could look back and remember some of the amazing things that Jesus did. They're always great to remember, aren't they? But that's not what the bread and wine is to remind us of. We could think, well, let's look back and remember some of the amazing things that Jesus taught. But actually, the bread and the wine is not particularly about that. It's about something else. You see, when we take the bread and the wine, sometimes we will talk about Jesus' body being broken as we break the bread, and Jesus' blood being shed, represented by the wine. So if we think about Jesus' body being broken and his blood being shed, which bit of Jesus do you think it's going to help us remember as we look back? Sophie? His body and his blood. Exactly right. And particularly when he died on the cross. So the bread and the wine is to help us look back and remember that Jesus died on the cross. Now, it's not that we forget that Jesus did that, but sometimes we need to be reminded of what Jesus did. Because otherwise we go through the day and we don't always think about Jesus, that he died on the cross in our place. So as the grown-ups take the bread and the wine, the first thing they do is they look back and remember Jesus' death on the cross. But that's only the first bit of it. There's more that we remember as well. And so for that, we need my second bit of the sign. That is, we are to look in. Now, I don't mean look inside your body. Has anyone ever been to the doctor and had an x-ray? Maybe Harriet would be doing things like that, won't he? Okay. But that's not the sort of look in that we mean. As grown-ups take the bread and the wine, they'll be looking back and remembering Jesus' death, but looking in, not only as an x-ray, but looking in at their heart. Because as we do that, we realize that our hearts are a little bit dirty. Now, what they're dirty with is what the Bible word for that is, sin. That is that sometimes, rather than go God's way, even though he made us and knows what's best for us, we decide to go our way instead. And that makes our heart dirty. But as we take the bread and wine, look back at Jesus' death, and we look in and see that our hearts are dirty, we're also reminded that Jesus died on the cross so that our hearts could be washed clean. So we don't just remember that Jesus died, we remember that it's brilliant news that Jesus died for you and for me, because he's the one who makes our heart clean. See, we might think that the bread and wine is a bit like medicine, that it's the bread and the wine that make our hearts clean, but it's not. It's not the bread and the wine itself, it's Jesus' death on the cross that makes your heart and my heart clean when we put our trust in him, when we say, well, I am going to follow Jesus. So the bread and the wine is not medicine. It's more like a sandwich. Now, admittedly, a very, very small sandwich. But just as we eat food, that makes us physically stronger and healthy. The grown-ups remembering Jesus' death in our place as we take the bread and the wine makes us spiritually stronger and healthy. So as we take the bread and the wine, we look back at Jesus' death. We look in and remember that each of us need Jesus to die in our place to make our hearts clean. And then we look forwards. Now, there might be lots of different things we're looking forwards to. Again, the sun is shining, isn't it? And when the sun shines, there's lots of things we look forwards to. So hands up if you're looking forward to doing lots of gardening now that the sun's shining. A few of you, brilliant. Hands up if you're looking forward to a bit of sunbathing now that the sun is shining. Oh dear, he's not very happy, is he? Let's try that again. Anyone looking forward to lying in the garden in the sunshine? One or two of you. Hands up if you're looking forward to someone's birthday coming up. Yeah, we look forward to some of those things. Some of you, hands up if you're looking forward to Christmas. A few of you are, brilliant. Yeah, it's only like 300 days away, so not long. But actually, it's not those things that we are to look forward to as we take the bread and the wine. We're to look forward to something else. And it was in our reading, it reminds us that Jesus will one day return. You see, Jesus died on the cross, but he didn't stay dead. Because on the third day, when people went to find his body, the tomb was empty. And that's because Jesus was alive today again. And then he went a little while afterwards, he went up to heaven. And Jesus now rules as king of the whole universe. That's where Jesus is right now. But Jesus promised that he wouldn't stay there. He promised that one day he would return. He would come back and we will get to see him face to face, which is an amazing thing. So as the grown-ups take the bread and the wine, they look back and remember Jesus died. They look inside and remember why they needed Jesus to die for them. They also look forward and remember that one day Jesus will come back again because he is alive and reigning. And there's just one last thing, very, very quickly, and that is that we look out as well. That is that we look out and around and see all these other people here today. Now, we're all different shapes and sizes. We're all from different parts of the world. And yet, if we're following Jesus, we all have something in common. We all have Jesus as our King and as our Savior. We remember that Jesus died for us back then. We remember that Jesus will return, which is why when we take the bread and the wine, we do that together. And that is because the church, as we've been thinking, is not a building, it is people. It is church family. So this is a family meal. We remember all that Jesus has done. We remember that Jesus will come back. But we also remember that Jesus has made us brothers and sisters in his name as we share the meal together. So that's what the grown-ups will be doing as we take bread and wine this morning. It may be that you want to go home and talk to your parents next week and think through this a little bit more and think about maybe that might be something you want to do in the future. It's worth me saying at Arborfield, we don't have a policy on when people can take bread and wine. We leave that up to you as grown-ups. We leave that up to the children and their parents to decide on those things. But I guess it's helpful, isn't it, as a parent, as we think, is my child ready to take bread and wine? Do they understand what Jesus did on the cross? Do they understand that Jesus did them but for them because their heart was dirty? Do they understand that one day Jesus will return, not only as their Savior, but as their King? And do they understand something of what it is to be part of God's family here on earth? Guys, thank you very, very much for your help. Shall I say a prayer and then we'll go back to our seats? Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he died. Thank you that he died to wash our hearts clean. Thank you that he rose again and is alive today and one day has promised to return. And thank you that as we follow Jesus as our Savior and our King, so we get loads and loads of brothers and sisters as we join your family. Please help us remember those things as we take bread and wine later. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.